Well, we believe that all the current and prior activities of Change Maryland appear to be directed by the Hogan campaign, and we think those activities should be considered part of his gubernatorial campaign for reporting purposes.
Saying that Larry Hogan's campaign violated the law?
Yes, because by establishing an LLC, he was able to accept donations. He conducted campaign activities. He ran polls, paid for polls, had parties, raised funds, but never had to report it. Then he simply slapped his authority line on the website, the Facebook page, and all that, and that intellectual property became part of his campaign. We believe that the funds that paid for it should be accounted for.
And you've filed this complaint with the Board of Elections. Any idea when they might consider that, and when did you do that?
We filed our complaint today. It's the most recent complaint filed against Change Maryland. I know Delegate George filed one back during the legislative session. There are 5 to 6 other complaints that have been filed, but we felt that we had to go public with this because the primary is right around the corner, and Maryland needs to have its candidates properly vetted. We believe this is an issue we wanted to address before the primary and not after, in the event that Mr. Hogan may be the nominee.
Why should voters care about this?
Well, it's transparency. It's in government. We have rules. People respect that. We have rules on who can contribute, and we have rules on transparency by disclosing our donors. If we're allowed to run fundraising through LLCs, it will fundamentally change that elections the way we conduct them in the future.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add, Paul?
All I'd say is that I actually have helped Larry get Change Maryland started, so I really do know what it was all about. It was always about him becoming governor, and it was to serve as a platform. In 2010, you float your name, you never gave up, you talk to clubs, Republican clubs. If Change Maryland is bipartisan as they purport to, I'd like to know how many Democrat clubs he's ever spoken to.
So there are Democrats working on Change Maryland, or at least were there Democrats working at Change Maryland when you were
saying,
there?
There were not working, nobody. It was all Republicans. It was about Larry Hogan's gubernatorial campaign. What I'm saying is he purports it to be a bipartisan organization, but I submit that he's never spoken to a Democrat group, and if he has, it certainly hasn't been recent.